Penis.
Oh, right. All right. Well, this has been fun.
I'm sorry. I had to get one out.
Chris, you need to go back to your improv classes. That's not how you open up a podcast.
Yeah.
You guys didn't laugh. You guys didn't laugh at my nuts joke in the chat, so I had to say something.
Yeah. There's a... Anyway. You said you had to get one out, and you said penis. There's like a joke about getting one out of your mouth. What's up, football fans? Welcome to Role Models, the number one fantasy football podcast for the League GPT Fantasy Football League. I'm your host, Chip Satterfield, joined by the winner of his improv class's most improved award, Christopher Reiser.
Hey, everyone. I don't really get that award. I don't know what it's referencing, but hope you're ready for another new season.
All right. And also joining me is Mr. Commish himself, Brian Wolf.
Oh, another great time to be back. Fortunately, I wasn't able to be in the Discord channel when we were drafting. So it sounds like it was a good time, though.
Yeah, the Discord wasn't popping off. I will say that. I'm a little upset with everyone that didn't come into the Discord channel, but that's fine.
Yeah,
some people have excuses.
Yeah, I didn't help the cause. It's on me.
And now, some news from the league. I wanted to say welcome to Andrew, who has chosen Ghost Mustard. He showed me the video that his name came from, and it's just the Ghostbusters soundbite. But somebody says Ghost Mustard and Mustard like swings across the screen. It's not a great reason to choose a name, but you know.
Who reason on the line?
Yeah, who has a good reason? Like, Chris, what does yours even mean, Stay Frosty?
Don't worry about that one. Just worry about the Addison Square Garden.
Is it even a Call of Duty reference?
No. I think I picked it years ago watching something stupid and thought it was cool.
Yo. I mean,
checks out.
Was it Soap that said Stay Frosty in COD? Do you guys remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought it was from this whole time.
Yeah. You're telling us it's worse than that?
Yeah, no, it's 100% what it's from. You're right.
Okay.
Are you lying?
Well, we dug into that.
Okay. All right. Anyway, so news point number two. Wolfie, Chris and I were talking over the weekend, and we want to know what the playoffs look like. Are we sticking with six teams, and the first two seeds have a bye? Are you up in the playoffs to eight teams?
No, I'm not. I'm sticking with six teams. I know there's more teams this time, but I mean, I feel like that's not unfair. Last year, more than half the league would make the playoffs. Now it's going to be just slightly less than half. So it can be a little bit more competitive, but I think it'll be all right. And I guess we'll, I don't know, try it out, see how it goes.
All right. Brian. Fair enough.
Brian.
Yes.
That's a terrible idea, and I hate it. I think we should definitely go to eight teams.
I think we should just go to 14 teams. Everyone makes it, you know?
No, we need a poop bowl.
Why do we need
you'll be in it. You'll be the poop bowl champion.
Same joke. I'll win the poop bowl.
But I need more teams in the main playoffs. There's less teams for me to beat in the poop bowl.
Or just more teams you can beat in the poop bowl. So you can be poop bowl champ. Thoughts?
Listen, Brian. If there's less than half the teams in the main playoffs, then I think maybe less people will care at the end.
But there's still the chance to get your money back if you're the poop bowl champion, sir.
Yeah, but then it's like four teams are going to lose in the first week of the playoffs in the poop bowl if there's eight, and none of them are going to care after that. And then, I don't know. You don't have to change it, but that's my two cents.
Well, then it should be a meteoric rise to the top for you, Chris, if you make it that far.
You could even do like seven in each, and there's a bye week in both playoffs.
What?
I don't know. We'll see how it goes.
Seven in each? What did that even mean?
There's 14 teams, seven in the poop bowl and seven in the real playoffs.
Oh. No, that's a terrible idea.
I hate you. Chip, it's so terrible. How come the real NFL does that?
I do. I think it'd be fun if we could add another two teams next year, and then have real four-team divisions, where the winner of each division makes it, and then two wild card teams, just like the next two best teams make it, and you still have six teams and two teams get a bye, and there's a wild card round. I think that'd be fun.
Okay. Let me think about that. That's something to ponder with the wild card matchup there.
All right. Well, you okay. Ponder. We'll move on. Keep this news rolling, sort of. The next news point, Wolfie, would you like to take this one since I think you wrote it?
Sure. It's not really a news point, just merely an observation. Brandon really gravitates towards players whose name starts with D. He has 9 players that he drafted that all start with D.
You were in the Discord. He actually started doing that on purpose.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It was a goof for a minute, and then like I forget what round it hit, like 6 or 7. He was like, I actually think my team would be so bad if I did it right here. Like, he backed off of it. But for the first couple of rounds, it was like a bit he was doing.
Wow. Okay. Well, I guess that's what happens when I'm out on the joke.
Yeah. I didn't realize that's what you were talking about when you wrote Brandon likes the D.
I mean, he does.
Okay. Yeah.
I just got a laugh out of it. There we go.
All right. Well, all right. So last news point, we're just going to go over the naming of the league one more time. I will admit, off the dome was a mistake on my part. I expected us to be funny, which was asking too much. So League GPT, I think everyone can agree, is only okay. So we had people do some suggestions, and I think there's one real winner here, but let's just go over them real quick. So the suggestions, Under Pressure, which is a Titan submersible pun out of Brandon, Smoke Out, it's a Canadian Fires thing, also from Brandon. Now from Tim, we got 3. We got Brady's Retirement Community, not bad. Messi's Football Club, sort of funny. Remember the Titan, which is, I mean, pretty good. And then Andrew said, make RB rich again. Hashtag MRBRA, which is not the best hashtag I've ever seen, but it's not. I want to hear you boys' thoughts on this.
If we're going for funny, I think these, I don't know. I don't know if I really chuckled at any of them. I don't really want to go with Brady's Retirement Community because we had Andrew Luck's Retirement League like 3 years ago. I feel like we already...
You don't want to run it back.
Yeah, not particularly, unless there's burning passion from everyone else.
No. See, I think the real winner here is Remember the Titan. Because it's so close to the football movie in words, but it also plays on, like, a current event. Like, I think that's just it, dude. I think it's Remember the Titan.
I kind of agree. I like that name a lot.
Okay.
All right. Consensus has it.
All right. Great. League GPT was stupid. Whoever thought of it was stupid.
Yeah. Fuck that, dude.
All right, and now for the weekly segment. We did some ranking of the teams. We have a consensus between the three of us. There are some disparities that we'll talk about, but let's talk about how people did in the draft, boys. We'll start with our consensus last place team. We all had them kind of low, but Andrew, first year in the league, we didn't love his picks. Boys, anyone want to take on why they think Andrew's team is hot garbage? Well, you had him in last, so Chris and I each had him a little higher than that. Why don't you talk about why you hate Andrew and his team?
Wait, you had, oh no, you didn't have him in last. Never mind. All right, give me 1 second. Let me pull it up here real quick.
But we talked about this bit for like 5 minutes. You don't just have the stuff up?
No, because I wasn't, That wasn't a highlighted. Oh yeah, I guess it was a highlighted name.
Consummate terrible. No, not Andrew. No, it's Andrew. Not. It's not updated. Do you not want to talk about everyone?
I mean, I didn't really have any good reasoning other than I just didn't like the makeup of his team.
You didn't have any good reasoning to put him in absolute last other than you didn't like the look of it. All right.
So, all right. I'll give a little evidence and then I'll get off my soapbox here. Yeah. All right. Saquon, meh, okay. Cam Akers, real shot in the dark. I don't know if the Rams are going to amount to much this year. And then after that, he picks up DeVonta Smith and T. Higgins. Both are wide receiver twos on their respective teams. He just kind of has backups for his wide receivers, and that's where the points come from nowadays. So, yeah, that's my main gripe. And he picked up Russell Wilson, so he's definitely taken.
Dude, I think DeVonta Smith actually, he was very good over the back half of last year. I think DeVonta Smith could low-key be dirty, but I'm obviously with you. I ranked him pretty low. I don't believe in Cam Akers or really any of the Rams. But he could have the best wide receiver in Denver, but he also has Javonte, so his upside is capped there. Yeah. Chris, you want to weigh in or move on to the next one?
Yeah, real quick. I had him ranked 10th, so a little bit higher than you two. Still not super high. Again, I agree with Wolfie. His two starting receivers are competing with two other receivers on their respective teams, and they're not the number ones typically. I will say, though, Cam Akers, I don't hate it as much as Chip, only because now that Cooper Kupp is apparently not going to play week one, they might run the ball a lot more for the Rams. And if Kupp has an injury lingering the rest of the season, maybe Cam Akers gets some more carries. So I don't hate it as much, but overall, I don't love his team either.
All right, moving on to our consensus 13th pick. We have Timbo. Wolfie, so this one's a disparity. Wolfie, you're propping up his team. Chris and I both have him at 14. You have him at 5.
Dumpstered him.
Well, for good fucking reason, brother. And that reason pretty much being he set two of his first three picks on fire for at least a couple of weeks. And he took Kamara, so it's not like he drafted any sort of depth. I want you to tell me why you think his team could be good.
So he's playing the long game. He's in the marathon of fantasy, if you will. Yeah, he did light the first few of his draft picks on fire. People are either out or suspended or whatever is going on with them. They're just not playing. So I feel like if he can withstand the first 3-4 weeks of fantasy, he should be great because he's got Burrow. I think he can weather the storm with Burrow. James Conner should be all right. I mean, what else is Arizona going to do? Throw the ball with Josh Dobbs? No, thank you. And he's got Tyreek Hill. I mean, Tyreek carries teams on his own. And then if Jahan Dotson finally hits, being his sophomore year with a hopefully better quarterback, he should be all right as well. So, like, I think once he gets Cooper Kupp back, I mean, he has Alvin Kamara he got for a steal. And Jonathan Taylor, if he ever decides to stop being a little bitch and play, he could have a great team down the stretch. Like, post week 4. I mean, he might be 0-4 at that point, but if he never loses again, probably makes the playoffs.
Yeah, I just don't think, I don't know that the asterisk of like has to win every game for the rest of the season after the first 4 weeks is like really what I would rank one of my top 5 teams on, but that's just me.
I love Tim. Great guy, great for the league. But Tim's team is wasted potential, and it's not really his fault, and I feel kind of bad. His team probably, out of any team in this league, has the most question marks. Tyreek Hill is going to be – I'm just looking down his draft order. Tyreek Hill is going to be good. Cooper Kupp is now out for week 1. Who knows how long the injury is going to last. Jonathan Taylor's out at least 4 weeks. There's a chance he continues to hold out and either goes to a different team, or there's a small chance, but there is a chance he doesn't play the entire year and holds out. Joe Burrow, great QB. I'm a Bengals fan. I hope, but he had a calf injury in the preseason. I'm hoping he plays week 1. There's a chance he doesn't play week 1 or even later in the season. And then he has Daniel Jones as backup. Alvin Kamara's suspended the first 3 weeks. OBJ is a question mark still. I do think the one, like, X factor on his team might be James Conner, because I do think the only thing they're going to do in Arizona is run the ball and give James Conner so many touches. But there's just way too many question marks on Tim's team.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I agree with that. All right, moving on. Consensus 12th. We have Justin. I have him the highest at 9, but we're all kind of right in that lower echelon. To speak for myself, the Kelce injury isn't great for his week one, especially, like, paired with JSN. I think JSN might take a few weeks to, like, catch on. So, kind of same as Tim, where I think the first couple weeks might be rough. And if you lose your first couple of weeks, it's hard to make the playoffs. I mean, I fought back after losing 3 in a row last season to start out the season. And it took, I mean, I didn't have any fab. I made a shit ton of acquisitions. Like, it's just, it's hard. And I just don't know. That's not how I like to start a season. And I don't think anyone does. And I think he might also start a little on the back foot.
Yeah. I mean, I can't really blame his team all that much. He auto-drafted. But, yeah, I mean, I think he's going to struggle early on, like you said, with all those injuries. And then you got Madison, who's kind of a wild card. Ramondre Stevenson probably should be good, assuming that he doesn't get his goal line carries stolen away from him by Zeke. And, yeah, I don't know. I think it might end up being okay, just maybe not right away.
Yeah, I don't love his team. Travis Kelce, not his fault. Gets injured like yesterday, and he might not play week one, which is a bummer. It's probably a short-term injury, though. I also don't love his just running backs in general. Ramondre Stevenson now has Zeke in his backfield with him, and I don't know how good Alexander Mattison's going to be getting a full load without Dalvin Cook. I do think, though, that George Pickens and Jackson Smith and Jigba might be breakout players this year. So it's an auto-draft team, and auto-draft teams worked for Mitch in the past, so I think maybe we might be sleeping on his team. But overall, I don't love his players.
All right. Well, that's good. That's good stuff. I do like that breakdown there, Chris. Next on the list is actually Christopher.
Whores. Your whores.
Okay. Wolfie has him the lowest at 12. I have him at 10. Chris has him at 9. Chris, to be honest, I don't have a lot of thoughts on your team. I think your flex is maybe a little bit weak, but, like, pass on your team, basically. Wolfie, rip him a new one. You have him down at 12. Let us know why Chris is bad.
I mean, where do I start? This could be a whole podcast, but I'll keep it short and sweet. Miles Sanders, what? Why? Just why? That team's going to be a dumpster fire again, because they are. Like, nothing's good about that team. Sanders went from a decent situation on a winning team to a good situation on a losing team. But even though it's a good situation, I don't ever see them being ahead and being able to run out the clock. So. Bad. Jalen Waddle, meh, he's okay. I don't mind him. DeAndre Hopkins, whatever that skeleton can do, probably not much. Isaiah Pacheco, Kansas City running backs almost never do anything. And yeah, your bench. Woof.
Woof.
You're a hater. Defend you guys are
yourself.
Hater.
Defend yourself. You only have yourself at 9. I mean, it's not like you're in love with your team.
Yeah, you're all haters. You're right, though. I tried to be a little more objective. I tried not to be too much of a homer. I think if I could go back in time, maybe I don't take Lamar in the third round and I take another receiver or running back like Jahmyr Gibbs was available. I could have taken him. Hindsight's 2020. Hopefully, I think Lamar will still have a big year. But Miles Sanders, I think you're right, Wolfie, he was on a great team with the Eagles, but that backfield is loaded. Plus, he got a lot of carries taken away by his quarterback in Jalen Hurts. Miles Sanders is the unquestioned number one in Carolina, and a lot of times bad teams do still hand the ball off a lot. So I'm hoping he gets a lot of carries. Maybe Bryce Young gets him a lot of passes out of the backfield. I wouldn't sleep on Jordan Addison. You're right, DeAndre Hopkins might be washed. He might be too old these days. I'm really banking on Jordan Addison to kind of be that number two in Minnesota behind Justin Jefferson. Adam Thielen made had a lot of good seasons as the number two in Minnesota. So I'm hoping Jordan Addison kind of fills that role and has a pretty decent season. But overall, I didn't love my draft, especially my tight ends. I don't love my tight ends. If anyone wants to try and trade me some tight ends, please send me offers because I haven't had great luck with tight ends in this league.
Dalton Kincaid. Man, you really like those Buffalo tight ends.
I know. It's just because they have a high-powered offense, but they don't really go to tight ends a lot, so I don't know.
Well, great.
All right.
I also am in need of a tight end if anyone wants to send trades. Okay, so consensus above Chris at 10.
Also tip.
Oh, Chip. Christ, what?
We're 100% using consensus wrong. That's like we all agree on the same number.
No, it's just like the average.
Yeah.
Definitely not.
Well, I mean, a consensus is if we agree, but if you're going to do rankings, consensus is how I'm using it.
Well, I hate that you're using it that way.
Well, you should have said something before right now. Anyway, at 10, we have AJ. Chris, you have him by far the highest. I have him the lowest at 13. I think Judy and Richardson are sus, and Kyle Pitts. Like, there's just too many question marks on this team. I don't think any of it works out.
AJ's just ready for pain for the third year of Pitts in a row.
Yeah, dude, I don't get it. Like, I don't know how you can go back to the well. Like, he had 1,000 yards last year, I'm pretty sure, and it, like, didn't seem like it was fun. So, Chris, you have him up at 6. Fucking tell me, like, why? Why? What are we doing here?
Yeah, I'd also want to say to the listener out there, all three of you, I'm on my phone doing this and ranking these teams because my computer just died or something. So it's kind of hard to compare teams side by side, and I couldn't really see teams compared to each other. So, like, my rankings aren't probably the best, but I don't hate AJ's team. I think Travis Etienne has a real chance of popping off this year. Kyle Pitts, you're right, is a big question mark. Maybe he tries to pick up a second tight end later in the season. Anthony Richardson just intrigues me. It's the only quarterback on his team, which very well might be a problem, but Anthony Richardson very much intrigues me, and I do want to see how Indy uses him. I don't hate AJ's team. Maybe I'm overhyping him a little bit, but I don't hate it. It's a middle team.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you have anything to add, or you good?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts just... No, thank you. I don't want any of that. Mike Evans, I mean, I was telling you before the pod, I'm so low on Tampa Bay this year. It's unbelievable. Like, anyone you pick from that team, no good. But some redeeming aspects he has. He has Zeke, so if he turns into the LeGarrette Blount of yesteryear, then maybe he has himself a steal there. He's got Jamar Chase, so that should definitely give him some good weeks. Travis Etienne has a chance. And then similar to what Chris was saying, I'm very interested to see how Anthony Richardson does. I don't think he's going to have a great rookie year just because their team sold the farm last year and now they're rebuilding. So I don't know how that bodes for a rookie quarterback, but I think it could be interesting at least to see how he develops as the season goes on.
Dude, not to harp on AJ's team because I have him low and I dragged him down here in the rankings, but no offense, but there's no way Richardson's good. They were bad last year with like a washed quarterback, but like used to be good at least. Like, there's no way. Like, it only if he runs, and even then, like, he didn't throw in college, so they're just going to start stacking the box and making him throw, and it's just not going to work. This offense can't be good. There's no way. Moving on, number 9, we have Andrew. I am the lowest, but we all have him kind of low. Chris is the highest at 8, Wolfie 9. I have him at 11. I don't have a lot of thoughts. It could be good. We drafted side by side, and he, like, never once sniped a pick I wanted. So obviously we had different draft strategies, but I don't think he has a ton of depth either, so I have him kind of low. I just don't see... I'm just not excited by this team. So you boys see something I don't?
I mean, I think I'm a couple spots ahead of you in your rankings, but I mean, I loved his Gibbs pick. I was salivating over him, and then he just stole him away from me a few picks before me. But yeah, other than Gibbs and Diggs, I don't know. I just don't feel great about and Mahomes. I mean, let me stop right there. I just don't feel great about the rest of his picks. Dalvin Cook, he's going to be splitting a backfield. Christian Kirk, he's going to be one of like four wide receivers that are that have been drafted. And then like his bench, Tank Bigsby's only going to play when ETN is out, if he's out. Kenneth Gainwell, he's one of four in the backfield. All the rest are kind of like dart throws. So yeah, I kind of agree with you on that, Chip. He's got a few studs, and then the rest are just not depth plays, unfortunately.
Yeah, I had him in eight, pretty middle team. Higher than you guys. I think you guys are sleeping on his team a little bit. I think looking at the draft, he might have had the, like, he picked Diggs, Mahomes, and Gibbs, his first three picks. I think that might be the best first three picks out of anyone in the league, and then he kind of threw it after that a little bit. He did get both Breece Hall and Dalvin Cook in that Jets backfield, so maybe he's just trying to see after week one who the Jets give the ball to more and start them potentially as a strategy. I don't love Christian Kirk. I'm just kind of low on Kirk in general. I think getting Dalton Schultz in the ninth round is kind of a steal, though, as his tight end. So I like that pick in the ninth. But I have him a little bit higher than you guys. I don't think it's an amazing team, though.
At number eight, we have Brandon. I have him by far the highest. I'm holding him up. This is one of our biggest differences. You guys have him down at 13 and 11. Tell me why I'm wrong, boys, and then I'll argue with you.
His name is a pun.
Whose name is a pun?
Brandon's. Or it's not his name. His team is a pun. All D's, really?
I mean, okay. But, like, DeAndre Swift, Davante Adams, DK Metcalf, Derrick Henry. Like, those are real, like, very good players. Like, I do get it that he, like, kind of did it as a goof. But also, his team, like, I don't hate it. A DK Metcalf, Derrick Henry, like, that's a solid foundation to a team. I don't love the Deshaun Watson. He reached so hard on Deshaun. He took him, and I had whiplash. Like, I was like, I didn't even, that's, like, the 10th quarterback off the board, and you took him like fourth. That's too soon. But like, I don't know, Michael Thomas is your flex, and for the like 3 weeks that he's healthy, that's gonna be pretty killer. Like, I don't know, he has Donovan Peoples-Jones in the wings. What if he's good? If DeAndre Swift's the guy in Philly, I think this team could be very good. But I mean, I do get it. He did a goof. That doesn't sit well with you. You guys have anything other than the whole D thing?
He has got Davante Adams, which is great. I don't trust his other pieces, though. I mean, Derrick Henry's on his, like eighth season of football. Like, dude's going to fall off eventually.
Oh, you think this is the year? This is the year that Derrick Henry falls off? You calling for it?
I'm not gonna bet on it, but I could see it happening.
Dude, okay, interesting. I do get that. He's a bit older.
Real quick, I just think he might have the oldest team in the draft, in the league.
Yeah,
He's got a nursing home team. Fuck, he does.
He's got an old team. That's a good point. I mean, DeAndre Swift and DK Metcalf, pretty young. But other than that, like, Njoku's been around for a minute, Michael Thomas, Deshaun,
Davante Adams,
Derrick Henry, like, those are, he might have, like, median the oldest team. It's an interesting, all right, I could see, you guys might be right, his team might fall apart just due to age. I can see that. Maybe I have him way too high at three. I'm not gonna adjust this, but I you guys are probably right. I probably have him too high. Moving on to seven, consensus ranking seven is our own commissioner, Brian Wolf. Maybe would have been higher, but Chris has sandbagged you.
Yeah.
Giving you a nice little 12er there.
Where's the hate coming from, Chris?
Chris, where's the hate coming from?
Yeah, let me take this one real quick. Brian, you suck. yeah, I rate you a 12th. Wow, yeah, I did rate you real low. Let's look at your team. Your team
Wow, you didn't even look before ranking either.
Yeah, great. Wait, what?
Great to see the guy just harping on analysis. Like, oh, fuck, I guess he's at 12.
Yeah. No, all right, real quick, Brian. You have one quarterback. It's Geno. Eh, I don't love – it's fine. I don't love it, though. And your running backs, I kind of like your wide receivers. Olave could have a breakout year, but I don't – James Cook, I don't think James Cook's really had a great season yet. I don't love your running backs, Wolfie. What do you have to say about that?
James Cook, I don't like him either. He just was the best in the dead zone, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you did nickname him. Why did I pick this guy?
Yeah. Kenneth Walker I liked. I liked the hype from last year. And Khalil Herbert, I mean – I don't know how this dude got left for dead, but I scooped him up in every league that I could. Same thing with Brian Robinson. So I'll agree with you. I don't know where the value from James Cook will come from. I just hope it shows up.
I think my problem with your team is you're kind of Seattle heavy. I mean, you have Geno Smith, Kenneth Walker, and Tyler Lockett in your starting lineup. Like, they can't all score touchdowns, bub. What's happening there?
I know. Well, both can score touchdowns. Geno can score touchdowns with either one of the two.
Yeah, I guess. But your upside's capped for sure. Moving on. We hate your team. Moving on to another team that we all think is so fucking mid. Yeah, this is consensus. We all ranked my team at 7, which made me the consensus 6th team off the board. Which is kind of funny, but... my own analysis on my own team, I fucking doubled up on Browns like a moron. Nick Chubb, who's probably going to have a great year. And Amari Cooper, who also is probably going to have a great year. Like, they're both elite options.
Just admit, you bought into the hype.
No, I didn't. I actually don't even... I honestly... Hey, I'm going to edit this out because it's something I'm sensitive about. But I panicked on the Cooper thing. I panicked so hard when I drafted Cooper, so bad.
Yeah, I saw that. I'm like, oh wow, he's never once talked about him on the Browns.
No, anyway, dude, he was like the last wide receiver there, and I thought I needed one. Anyway, I doubled up in Cleveland. I think it prevents my real upside. I mean, you guys also have me middle of the pack. You have anything that's like hot and heavy? Like, you got any tips, tricks? What should I be doing?
Trade me Nick Chubb. I mean, that's a good tip.
I'm trying to move Amari Cooper already. just because, like, what an idiot. But whatever. We'll just move on to the next guy. We all have me super middle. I might not make the playoffs. Somebody projected to make the playoffs. Tony Miller. He's our consensus 5. Me and Chris both have him at 5. Wolfie, you have him at 4. So we all kind of have him upper echelon. He has the same problem as me, where he took 2 Dallas skill position players. He has CeeDee Lamb and Tony Pollard, who can't both score a touchdown on the same play. So a little bit of upside cap there, but like still an electric team. A hell of a draft out of Tony.
Yeah, I mean, he summed it up very well. I like Tony Pollard. I like the – yeah, I mean, all of his picks are great. Really, the only one I was kind of questionable on was Cousins and Love. I mean, that's not a great backup if the other one's not doing great because both might potentially be duds. But I could see it working out. I mean, obviously, I have him ranked 4, so I think he'll have enough good skill players to – maybe pick up the slack in those weak spots.
Wolfie, I agree. I like his team. I didn't realize at first that his first 2 picks were both Dallas players, so maybe that does cap him a little bit. But overall, I like his pieces. I don't mind the A.J. Dillon pick really late. His quarterbacks, maybe they're an issue later. But overall, I like his team. And also, I think his like name for his team is my favorite. CDs, TDs. I love that name.
Okay, that's good. Hot analysis coming from Chris. All right. Our consensus 4. Again, 2 of us have him right at 4, and then 1 of us have him at 3. Wolfie, again, a person that you made slightly better.
Wolfie, you suck.
In the rankings, we have Ethan. Pamunkey Mudboy. PA Monkey Mudboy. Is he from Pennsylvania?
Yeah. Okay. Or no, he's from Virginia. I don't know where PA comes from, to be honest.
Oh, okay. Anyway, we're just going to say Pennsylvania Monkey Mudboy. So to sum it up, on in my opinion, his weak points, quote unquote weak, are like Najee, Harris, and Michael Pittman. But low-key Pittman could be hyper-targeted by a rookie quarterback. And Najee will probably get fucking 1,000 carries, even though everyone wants his backup to be used more, but probably won't. So honestly, Ethan's team could be pretty dirty.
Yeah. I mean, I ranked him so high because I think Jefferson could just hold his team up by himself. Like, I think he's going to have that good of a season. And then DJ Moore finally being on a competent team, I think we can see the best of what this dude has after four seasons of riding away in Carolina. So, yeah, I think his two wide receivers that he starts, if you can roll them out every week, I think they could just be game winners for him.
Yeah, I definitely like his team too. Najee Harris is questionable, though, especially in the second round. I don't necessarily love Najee that early, but Joe Mixon is also a good running back. I don't know. I think he's got two serviceable quarterbacks. I think he picked his draft well and didn't really reach or go crazy with anyone. So I think it's just a good team overall.
Serviceable. You believe in Bryce Young this year?
Well, he's got Tua, so
hopefully. No, I know he has Tua, quality. But Bryce Young.
He's really into Carolina with his Miles Sanders. He needs Bryce Young to be good.
He loves the boys in blue.
Yeah, something like that.
All right, moving on to number three. Two of us, this is one we need to talk about. Two of us have this team at number one.
Holy
one
shit.
One of us has this team at eight, and it is Allie Shrow Daddy herself. I have her at one. Chris has her at one. Wolfie, what in the hell is she doing down at eight?
Honestly, I feel like you guys really, really boosted her up. I don't see her as the number one team. That's just me. I'll start off with Bijan. All right, cool. All the hype, all the cuteness, whatever. He's one player. Aaron Jones. Okay, fine. Garrett Wilson. I don't really have trust in the New York Jets this year, especially Rodgers. I mean, look how it happened for Russ. And then Keenan Allen. I don't know if he still has it. He's another one that just like might be on the retirement track. So she does have some people that can pop, but a lot that probably won't.
Yo, get out of here. Okay. Garrett Wilson was good with a bad quarterback last year. No way he's bad with Rodgers. I think I'm like more out on the Jets than anyone else. Like, I actually don't think they'll be a good team this year. There's two players that I wouldn't hate, and it's Breece Hall, who was going way too high in drafts, so I never take him. And then it's Garrett Wilson. Like, he was good without a competent quarterback last year. Even if Rodgers is washed, like, he's still going to be great.
So my biggest fear with that, not to cut you off.
Please.
Lazard. Rodgers is a man of routine. He's a man of tradition. He's going to go to the guy that he knows in pinch hit situations. He's going to go to Lazard. No, I don't think any of his shiny toys are going to get all the love that people think, because I feel like they're going to be behind. Maybe their defense will be good again, but that's a real big if.
I don't think so, dude. Lazard was around last year and he was only sort of relevant. Like, I don't know. Lazard was there and Christian Watson still broke out at the end of last year. Like, I don't believe Lazard has that much downside for Garrett Wilson, but we'll see. We'll see. Chris, do you have anything else?
I really agree with Chip. Wolfie, I don't agree with you. I think Garrett Wilson's gonna have a great year. I really like Aaron Jones too in Green Bay. I think she has a great team. Evan Ingram's could be a solid tight end too. And Bijan's a question mark, but I still think he's going to be very serviceable. I like her team a lot.
Evan Ingram could be a good tight end, but she also stacked it with her quarterback. Like, it's Trevor Lawrence's tight end.
Good point.
So, like, quarterback, tight end stack, love it. Love it. She fucking blew away this draft, and Wolfie's a crazy person. All right, consensus number two. I have him the lowest. Mitch Kukla. Let's talk about it, boys. Wolfie, you have him at one. Chris, you have him at two. He auto-drafted yet again this year. I was low on him last year, and then he won the league, so that might just happen again. Boys, I don't... He didn't, the auto draft did him dirty. It didn't really draft running backs. I don't know if you guys noticed that.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
It but, took I Christian mean, McCaffrey and then J.K. Dobbins and then didn't draft another running back until, like, Kareem Hunt.
Yeah. Yeah, he got a little screwed there. But, I mean, I think the trio of Allen, McCaffrey, and Andrews might just win him every week. Everyone else could be putting up five and he'd still win. Like, dude. I don't know. I think he's just got, I think he's so top heavy. He's got a lot of room for error, a lot of margin for error.
Okay. So Christian McCaffrey, you're not afraid at all of his point differences when Elijah Mitchell was healthy last year?
No.
Okay. Mark Andrews, the health concerns don't concern you guys?
Not really.
Drake London and Marquise Brown being your two wide receivers don't concern you?
See, I completely disregard those two. Again, I just think his top three save him every week.
No, okay. All right. I mean, I said this last year and then he fucking won, so I don't, what do I know? All right.
Guys, he could be the best team. If McCaffrey gets hurt for any amount of time, he's so screwed at running back. He might be the worst team if McCaffrey gets hurt.
Yeah, he's, yeah, if he loses part of his trio, he's a little screwed.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's since gotten rid of them, but the auto draft took Jeff Wilson and Kareem Hunt. Kareem Hunt doesn't have a team, and Jeff Wilson got hurt. So, yeah, he literally has zero running backs behind his starting two.
He has Chuba Hubbard. Don't forget that.
Thank God. Okay, moving on. Number one, first year in the league. He's coming out swinging. He did... I will say, no, he didn't auto-draft. He queued a bunch of players. Okay. He had, I won't blow up his spot, but he had a situation that he had to take care of that I had nothing to do with. And anyway, he queued a bunch of players and the thing drafted for him. We have Owen, consensus number one. He showed me a spreadsheet. It was just a better version of mine. With, like, a lot more information, more automation, pretty much better everything. So, pretty aspirational. But I think Owen might come in and just take our money. Two tight ends is a little sus. I didn't love the Freiermuth pick after going early for Hockenson. I think there's too much talent at a non-onesie, like, wide receiver around where Freiermuth is. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't think he has a ton of depth, but, like, I don't think anyone does. Five bench spots is kind of hard to play around, so.
Yeah.
We love it. Wolfie and I, we both have him at two. Chris, you have him at three. That got him into our number one spot. You boys have anything to say about this, or is it just, like, he's going to take all of our money and we don't know what to do?
I mean, he might take our launch money. I'm not for sure. Yeah. His top five, I'm just big fan of. Herbert, Jacobs on the new contract. Gibson will probably be fine. Amon-Ra, always out there killing it. He saved Allie's ass more than once last year. And then Ayuk turned it around as well. So I think his top five is pretty stacked.
Yeah, and yeah. Hockenson, like, might be very good. And then Mike Williams, low-key, like, I don't know, the Chargers could be good. I think Owen's team is dirty.
Got the stack. Got the QB wide receiver stack.
Yeah,
he does. True. No, I love his team too. I think two tight ends could be sus, but I like the two tight ends he picked. He can also trade one away for other assets.
To you?
And, yeah, probably to me. Owen trade to me. I'm gonna say Brown. I think he's gonna have a great year, and I just really like his team. I think he's got overall well-rounded team, and we should all be scared.
Trade him Addison.
Jordan Addison? He asked for him. He asked for, yeah.
I mean,
yeah, we'll see.
Probably better than Dalton Kincaid.
Probably.
All right. Well, that has been our consensus rankings. Just to wrap up, going from bottom to top, we have Andrew and then Tim. Wow, I should put numbers on them, huh? All right, we have Andrew at 14, Tim at 13, Justin at 12, Chris we have at 11, AJ at 10, Andrew Bacala. I don't know that I said Andrew Holden's last name. He's down at 14. Andrew Bacala is at 19. Might just start calling them by their last names. We have Brandon at 8, Brian at 7. We have myself at 6, way too low. Tony, we have at 5, Ethan at 4, Allie at 3, she got robbed of number 1, Mitch, we have at 2, and Owen, we have at 1. It's going to be a good year. Just to wrap it up, general thoughts on the league, there's like 3 teams at the very top that I'm like, they have 3 or 4. Tony's like on the edge, but there's like 3 or 4 teams that I think are very good. And then there's like a group in the middle that I think we'll all be fighting for playoff spots. And then there's a few at the bottom that I think will be out by week 4.
Yeah, I think it's going to be feast or famine. I mean, there's going to be not too much on waivers. Yeah, I mean, there's 14 teams. It's going to be aggressive, but the payoff should be a little bit more for the added pain for those who make it the whole way.
Yeah, dude, I'm excited. What are the payouts?
So that's why I need to figure out the maths for it. But I think we'll still stick with the third place gets their buy-in back. The winner of the Poop Bowl gets, I think it's their 70%. I have to double check what that number was. 70% of their buy-in back. And then first and second get some X amount. Now it's not an even number because even though we doubled it, we didn't keep the amount of players the same. So I will post that in the Discord by the end of this week, just so people know what they're playing for. Actually, even better, before the game starts tomorrow.
Well, that'll be nice. You boys set your lineups. You ready for tomorrow?
Absolutely not. I have 3 leagues. I need to get on that shit tomorrow morning.
Yes, sir.
Well, great. I can't wait personally. Is Thursday Night Football on Prime? Prime.
Oh, my Lord.
Yo, never mind. That's all going to the cutting room floor.
That has to stay.
No way.
I got to see that we're human, too. I mean, we can't have such good podcasts. They think we're going to be perfect. I don't know if it's on Prime. It's got to be on national stations, right? It's the first day of football.
I don't know, big dog.
It's a weird game.
Hey,
can
we talk about how you have the worst win projecting percentage in week 1? I'd like to talk about that, yeah. Even Tim has a better win percentage than you do.
I mean, they're hating. Haters are gonna hate.
100%. Do we have you too high?
No, you definitely don't have me too high.
I mean, AJ, who none of us liked, is projected to beat you by 5%. That's like, it's not nothing, brother.
Yeah, because it thinks that James Cook's going to put up 11 and Khalil Herbert's only going to put up 9. No, thank you. I think people always overperform their week ones. What I'm betting on. Gotta let everything settle here. It's early on. Even if I lose week 1, who cares? Whatever. I've come back from 0-4 before.
You haven't come back from 0-4.
I've won the Poop Bowl that way. Let me reiterate.
That's not coming back. As much as we joke about winning the Poop Bowl, that's not coming back, dude.
Winning the Poop Bowl is just an elegant way of saying you got 7th place.
Yeah.
You were exactly mid.
If we want to talk about coming back from 0-4, the least you have to do is make playoffs.
All right, fair enough. But I don't know. I think sleeper's disparaging my team, but it is what it is.
It is what it is. I will probably edit this into 2 different parts, but are you boys ready to just like jump into the outro?
Yeah.
All right. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast this week. Wolfie, you have any words of wisdom for the way out?
Oh, boy. Set those lineups for this week. We got football back, boys. It's going to be good, I'm hoping. But, I mean, reminder, tomorrow it's Kansas City and Detroit. So, Detroit's kind of an odd one, but Kansas City makes sense. So, make sure those players are set to go. And, yeah, just get ready for another week of football. It's finally back. I'm glad after this. It feels like a longer wait than normal.
Yeah, it really did. Say bye, Chris.
Bye, everyone. I'm very excited, just as Wolfie is. Football in 24 hours. Can't wait.
Can't wait. Love you all. Bye.